I wrote some poems to Emily Dickinson, poems and prayers to Emily Dickinson that I wanted to read to you. I recently sent a copy of this book to a poet that I've been corresponding with who lives in Galilee in Israel, Palestine, Israel. She teaches American literature at, I think, Tel Aviv University. So she got really excited about this poem because it incorporates, the first half of it is Emily Dickinson, and then it takes a left-hand turn and it's about the far mosque of the book's title. So to me, it was always a mysterious poem that no one else would really get every piece of it, and she just went crazy for it. So it's true, there's a reader, a single reader on the other side of the world, maybe, who get, you know, who's my shadow image, my mirror image of me, who happens to be an Israeli woman, which I think is really beautiful. Renunciation. The books were all torn apart, sliced along the spines, and light filled all the openings that she in her silence renounced. Still, her handwriting on the papers remembered us to her. The careful matching of the paper's edges was a road back. One night, Muhammad was borne aloft by a winged horse, taken from the near mosque to the far mosque. Each book likens itself to lichen, stitching softly to tree trunks, to rocks, what was given into the prophet's ears that night, a changing of directions. Now all the scattered tribes must pray. Wander well, foundry, well sunborn, sundered and sound here. Well you be found here, foundered and found.